It's Thursday and time to read from your letters. Our editor and producer, Christopher Johnson, is here to help me sort through the mailbag. Hey, Christopher.
Hey, Farah. How are you?
I am great. What have you got?
Well, on Monday's Blogger Roundtable, you all talked about a black British blogger who recently complained that black American bloggers talk about race a little too much. Here's how blogger Nashika Washington responded to that one.
Everything is filtered through race, and it's going to continue to be until we actually have an honest dialogue. I don't know how that can happen. Some people say it would start with reparations, a discussion about reparations. I don't know. But until that day, everything is going to be filtered through race.
Now, Tiari Atija in Charlotte, North Carolina, wrote in with this question about Nashika's idea for a dialogue. What kind of talk? A talk to tell white people to like us? And FYI, racism will never go away. Your guest talked about reparation. White people don't owe us anything. I am black and I am African, but I don't blame the colonialists for my shortcomings, even though they robbed my country and my continent. Let's not make everything black and white.
And on our Africa Update segment last week, I spoke with Amira Woods. She co-directs Foreign Policy in Focus at the Institute for Policy Studies. Amira and I discussed Nigeria's opposition to the U.S. military's Africa Command. She explained that America may be interested in setting up AFRICOM near Nigeria because of U.S. interest in Nigeria's rich oil reserves. Well, Don Nichols wasn't happy with Amira's theory, and he wrote us this. The person talking about Nigeria and oil is one of the blame whitey in America crowd. First, that country is a mess and has been since given self-rule. Accusations that the U.S. is trying to take over are ridiculous. Yes, we do want oil, for which we pay dearly per barrel. Would it be better if the Chinese did that?
Okay, now, here's an extremely hot subject, so I'm going to proceed with caution. In our politics segment last week, Farai, you spoke with Mary Frances Berry and Ron Christie. You discussed Israeli-Palestinian peace talks that President Bush hosted in Annapolis, Maryland. You asked both of your guests if they thought the issue was important to American voters. Here's some of what Ron said.
Americans believe in the preservation of the Israeli and the Jewish state, and the United States and Britain, some of our allies, were very instrumental in bringing about the creation of Israel. Americans want the Israeli state to survive, and that's very important to all of us.
Listener Eric Hamill says, Ron Christie really crossed the line when he presumed that all Americans support the existence of Israel as a Jewish state. Now, Eric goes on to explain that some believe that approach promotes anti-Semitism, and he concludes by saying that, quote, Christie should stick to speaking for himself. And finally, I spoke this week with Lee Thomas. He's a black Emmy Award-winning TV journalist who has a skin disorder called vitiligo. It erases the pigment in the skin. Thomas shared some great stories about coping with the disease and about his determination to succeed. Well, James Williams in Mount Olive, Illinois, heard our interview, and he wrote us this. Thank you for sharing Lee Thomas's story. I, too, have vitiligo. His positive outlook on life is an inspiration to all who suffer this disorder. Keep up your good work.
And that's it for letters, but please keep yours coming.
To write us, just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. Please be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name. Thanks, Christopher.
Anytime, Farah.
That's our show for today. Thank you for sharing your time with us. To listen to the show or subscribe to our podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. No spaces, just nprnewsandnotes.org. To join the conversation or sign up for our newsletter, visit our blog at nprnewsandviews.org.